bless you. I hope you're having a fantastic Monday and that you are able to see the hand of God over your life and that God is doing something magnificent, something that He's never done before. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, I just wanted to encourage somebody today that no matter what it looks like, God is with you. The Bible speaks about Emmanuel, which means God is with us. I believe that we have to really hone into the idea that God is with us every step of the way in our lives, whether we are faced with some type of adversity, some type of illness, some type of sickness, some type of disease, that He came into this world and became flesh and dwelt among us because He was always the source. I know we can look for the source in different ways, in different books, in different things like that, self-help books to help us get in touch with ourselves, but it is so important that we get in touch with Him. It's important that we have faith and we believe in Him, that He is the healer of us, that He is the person, the third person of the triune God, that He is, you know, He's with us every step of the way, but He did not leave us as orphans, but He also gave us the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the counselor, to help us in a time of need. So with thinking about God being with us, there have been a lot of challenges in some people's lives, in my life, and I've seen that God has shown Himself and proven that He is faithful and that He is a sustainer. Like, He knows how to sustain His people. And in the midst of what we've gone through, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the adversity, we have to cling to Him and to His word. It's not difficult when you know who and whose you are, but it is difficult when you are feeling as an orphan and you don't know who you are. Then you're faced with the situation where you feel like, is God really with me? But the word of God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So that's not a question we should ask. It is the question we should ask is, God, have I left you? And if I've left you, what do I need to do to get back to you? So I wanted to just make it simple, make it quick today, that God is with us. Emmanuel means God is with us. And that the word of God says that God will never leave us nor will He forsake us. But God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He is always ever present in the time of trouble. So anytime that we're going through anything, we have to rely on Him and His word. He and His word are one. So we thank God for His word. We thank God for healing, deliverance, and setting us free. We thank Him for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We thank Him that He's with us. We thank Him that He's for us. We thank Him that He is God and God alone, that He created this entire universe. He created the heavens and the earth. He is the God of heaven, earth, and under earth. He is the same God with all power in His hands. To rely on Him, to respect the deity, the power of God, the omniscience of God, the omnipresence of God. And that is why we serve the Almighty God. He's always present. He's everywhere, every time. So is He with us? Yes. Is He for us? Yes. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to come to You and just pray, Father God, that every ear that hears this podcast, every ear that hears what You are saying under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that they will understand that You are for them. If they have sin, if they have error in their life, all they have to do is repent and come unto You. All they have to do is give it unto You, confess it unto You, Father God. I am a sinner. I am a sinner that I know I can be forgiven today. And I accept and embrace that Jesus lived, died, and that He rose on the third day with all the power in His hand. And I accept Him into my life, and I'll make Him Lord of my life. And I believe in Him and Him alone. Father God, we just thank You, Father, that people will not only just receive You, but they will be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we love You, Lord God. We bless You in Jesus' name.